So we are on. Happy to start on Tavis. So we are on Daf. Today we start the fourth parak. So we're going to start with the Mishnah on Lava Bava Vase. Today's Lava Daf Lava Zayin. So we're going to have to move a little bit because we have not a lot of time. Okay, so talking again about Pigle, but we're going to go into some more details. It's interesting, there's a question we're showing why this Mishnah is not in the fifth parak. The answer they give, why this Mishnah is not in the fifth parak, is because of the Machlokas. The fifth parak is all Mishnayos without any Machlokas, and that's why we say it, well, that's why we're supposed to say it every morning, the Ezra Makomon. But here there's a major Machlokas in Beishamai Silo. Okay, so Beishamai Omen, Beishamai says, call all Korbanos, Hanitonin al Mizbeach Hachitzon, all Korbanos that are supposed to have the blood put on the outer Mizbeach, right? Shenasa b'matana achas. And if you only, even if you only put it on once, right? Kiper. Most of the korbanos, other than the chatos, you're supposed to do shtayim shein arba, which means you go through each corner and you put it on either side of the mizbeach, do sabiv, and therefore it goes onto all four corners. But if you only did on one, b'di'eved, you are yotze. Okay, but he says that's by the by chatos, which you have to do arba matanos, you have to put it on all four corners of the mizbeach, the chatos shtei matanos. The chatos b'di'eved is sufficient if you only did two. Right, you can only do two are ma'akev, and in the other karbanos one is ma'akev. Uveis Hillel, or maybe Uveis Hillel was arguing, they say af chatos in a son of matana achas, even a chatos, if you only do one nesin of the blood, whether it's zrik or shikha, if you put the blood on once on one corner, then you are keeper. It works, keeper. So it works. I think that means the bile gets kapara. I think it even means you can eat the meat. It's keeper. It's good. Therefore, the Gemara says l'fichas. Therefore, from the fact that according to Beis Hillel, that one matana, whether to a chatos or other zedah, that one matana or is sufficient, right? And Beis Shammai one and everything, and two in chatos. In nasan as harishona ketikna. Let's say I'm according to Beis Hillel, being according to chatos, I do the first zrika, the first sprinkling of blood, I do it correctly. So what happens? I satisfy it. It was kipper. So then, and then rishon mitzkina v'tashniya chutz l'zmana. But I had the second zrika with a machshava that I'm going to eat the basar chutzos mana, pigul machshava. So what's the story? It's kosher. It's fine. Because the second zrika was already after kapara. It doesn't count for anything. Right? Rashi says, nothing as a result of the katana v'shtika, v'shashniya v'machshava tachilus basar chutzos mana, keep ever kosher or karbon. Shekvar nitan ha-karbon li-kar v'alidei matana rishona, v'ein ha-shniya l'akarish of the basar. The second one is for a mitzvah, but it doesn't do anything for the basar. That's what he says. The in nasan esar rishona. Let's say you did the first one chutz l'zmana. Let's say you nasan the first one chutz l'zmana outside. Okay, today's shiur is sponsored by the Freud family. Breaking news: Lizeka Nishmas Esther Ruchama Baschai Malevi, the mother of Mrs. Faye Freud, the Shama should have an aliyah. So that the in nasan esar rishona, if you gave the first one chutz l'zmana, let's say you gave the first sprinkling of the blood was done with a pigul intent, v'sashniya chutz l'mkoma, and the second one you done chutz l'mkoma. So normally the chutz l'mkoma will uproot the pigul, and there won't be a thing of kares because you have iur machshavas. But here we say it's pigul v'chayav l'm kares. Why? Because it's all done after the first zrika. There's nothing the ikuva after the first zrika. Rashi says, pigul v'chayav l'm kares she'ein machshavas chutz l'mkoma v'dishniya mutziyosu mitei pigul. Why? She'kvar hukva v'rishona. You finished everything that needed to be done after the first rika. So that it establishes pigul right there. The machshava later doesn't do anything because it's only coming about like on a mitzvah aspect, not on a matir aspect. Next, kol hanitanin al mizbeach apnimi. Now we're talking about the inner mizbeach, the kabbalas that go on the inside mizbeach, which is mainly Yom Kippur, Don Shatzibur, the things that we talked about in Horios, they go on the inside. So those need have. Mr. says in chisar achas min hamatanos. If you left out any one of the matanos that you're supposed to put on of the blood, placing the blood in any one, ki ilo keeper doesn't count. Meaning there, if you have to do four, all four are ma'akim. Lefichach, therefore nasan kulan ketikon. Let's say I did the first three, like the way I'm supposed to do it. But achas, and only at the end I did shelo ketikna. I did it. Right, either I did a chutz l'mkomo or chutz l'zmano. So it's psula, it's puzzle. But even if I did the chutz l'zmano, it's ein bo kares. Why is it ein bo kares if it's pigle? Rashi says ein bo kares. He says But you can't do pigle in part of the latia. In other words, in order to make a pigle, the whole avoda has to be done with pigle. And here you have four parts of the avoda, so you can't make a pigle with only one part. But nevertheless, it's puzzle because the first rika didn't complete the process yet. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Just before, there's a major machlokas. The major machlokas we showed him about. And it seems that our Mishnah seems to go like one side. Made him a question showing that when your which karbanos are mukuyov in zrika. Sorry, not up to there yet. They're all mukuyov in zrika. Not up to there. Too early in the morning. Okay, Tana Rabbana, learn a brisa. Minayin l'nitonin al mizbeach hafitzon. How do we know that those karbanos that are brought on the Adam mizbeach that in the son of the matana achas v'kiper? How do we know that? Right, Beis Shammai says everything except the chatos. Beis Hillel says even with chatos. How do we know this? My focus is over here whether this Gemara is only going to leave it to Beis Shammai or even according to Beis Hillel. That's what the Tosfos talks about. But Tana Rabbana, Minayim Lekulim Nisanon of Zvei Hakitzon, Shen Nisanon of Matana Achos, Shekiper, Tamil Omar, the Pasuk says in Zavarim, Vidam Zivachecha Yishafeich, and the bloods of your Korbanos you should spill or pour. Right? The full Pasuk is, Vasiso Losecha Habasar Vadam Lesbeh Hashem Lekecha Vadam Zivachecha Yishafeich Al Mizbach Hashem Lekecha Vabasar Tochel. You pour out the blood and eat the meat. So you see, Vidam Zivachecha Yishafeich. Right? So Gemara says, wait a second. You're telling me that you learn out the mitzvah, you learn out the idea that you need that only Dam Zivachecha. So how do we learn that out? It says Dam Zivachecha Yishafeich. Just do it once. It doesn't say Yishbichu or anything like that. It just says do it once. So it's mashma one pour. Dams of a chafi yishafich, right? Rashi says yishafich, shafich ha'achas mashma. Why? Midalok siv saviv. Because normally it says saviv. Saviv means it has to encompass, go around in his bed. That's what a chafi needs for. But once you do two, you can do it on either corner, and it goes around, it ends up touching all four walls. Right? So you'll feel it, right? And that's when we learn shnei matan shnei arav. Here it just says, dams of a chafi yishafich, which is mashma one shvicha. Therefore you say, bidi eved, if you only gave one matana, the korban is kosher. The Gemara asks, is this what the pasuk is coming to teach us? The Gemara will go through the whole thing that there are so many limudim from this pasuk. How can you use this pasuk to teach me that b'di'evit if you did only one mitzvah it works? But hala hakudasa can't be. We need it for the following limud, right? All this is where the machlokas is. All the karbanos say this. We're learning here that all the karbanos need a matan damim lisodim mizbeach, meaning that the blood that's left in the kli, after you put the sprinklings on the mizbeach, you have to pour it onto the yisod, the base of the mizbeach. You can't spill it out into the ama, into the stream. You have to pour it onto the base of the mizbeach. But this din of, it's called shvicha shirayim. It's pouring out the extra. But the din of shvicha shirayim is not written in the Torah except by a korban chatas. So the question is, how do we know that all other korbanos also need shvicha shirayim? That's my focus, though. There's a Perish HaMayuchas, the Ravid, in the beginning of Masechas Tamid, he brings the Shita Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says there is no mitzvah Shvicha Shirayim other than for the Chatas, because the Pasuk is by the Chatas. So it says here in this Shari Hefel book, right? He says, so the question then, he says his Raya is, he's got an interesting Raya. His Raya is because in the next parak, in Ezra Mekom Shal Zvachim, it talks all about the idea of what you're supposed to do with the Karbon. And at the end, and one of the things it says by the chatas, it says shiyorei hadam hayishofeich ayusod ma'aravi. The leftover of the blood you would pour, right? And then it would also say or yusod hadromi, depending on which chatas primios or chatas pitzonius. But from then further, it talks about the other karmanos. It never mentions shvicha shirayim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says, you see that shvicha shirayim is only mitzvah chatas. So how does he learn our Gemara? So he learns the Gemara. The Ravid there says that he learns the Gemara by saying that. What we're talking about here is that you have to do the Messina on the Mizbeach so that the blood drips down onto the Yisod. That's how he's going to the Gemara. But if you look at Rashi says completely different. He says, Minayin shall kol hadamim, what's his first three words? Shall kol hakarbonos. All karbonos. That's clear that Rashi and most of the Rishonim hold that's the case. Okay. No, he says, "Shakol ha'karbonos." It's only in nishtam midrash the achshu b'shemetos the tzilchel adam va'apal pi shalom shvich va'apal pi shelo nemar shvicha shirayim el dechatas. Even though shvicha shirayim is only mentioned by chatas, nevertheless it applies to kol ha'karbonos.
Yeah,
Oh, so that's another machlokas. There's another machlokas we shown in, right, the machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos here, or whether or not it's a mit, you have to do it. Is it that Rashi seems to say, in nishar midam makli, if there happens to be leftover blood in the keli, then you have to pour it over. But there's a Tosfos, right, in here also he brought it down, there's a Tosfos on the, where's the Tosfos? The Tosfos is and Daf Nun Gimel brings a machlokus over there between Rav Moshe and Mipontiza and other Bali Tosfos over there. But the Tosfos says that it's a mitzvah to do the shirah, not if there has to be left over. You have a chiyuv to do matan shirah. There's a chiyuv to leave over blood in order to do matan shirah. So the machlokus has to say whether pouring spilling out the blood is that a mitzvah? Is that an avoda? A mitzvah in the avoda. Therefore, that's what Tosfos would say. You have to do it, or is it a mitzvah in the blood? If there's that leftover blood, then just pour it over. Okay, anyway. So the Gemara says, so now the Gemara asks, Minayim l'chol ha-damim sh'te'uni matan dam li-yisod. How do you know that all karbanos, or called Reino Prayim, Chatos, but how do you know that all karbanos need to have their blood spilled out onto the yisod? Tamad omer tamar pasuk. V'dam zivachecha yishofik. You pour out the blood of the karbanos. Right? You have to call it, so now that we need the pasuk to teach me that all karbanos have shvikos shirayim li-yisod, how do we learn Dazu Fakri Shafi to teach me that one matana is sufficient? The Gemara says, not the limit of Rebbe. No, because the Tana of our Mishnah will learn out the halacha that kol hadamim to uni matan dam liyisod from Rebbe's limud, the Sanya, and therefore Dazu Fakri Shafi will be available. The Sanya, the Bryson says, Rebbe Omer Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, Ahoyim Dam Achatos Alki, Vahnishar Badam Yimatsei, right, this is talking about the Chatos O. So you put the blood of the chatos on the wall of the Zbeach, v'hanishar badam yimatzei, and the leftover of the blood should go out, el yisod ha-mizbeach chatosi. Right? So the Gemara says, she'ein tamad lomer badam. It doesn't have to say the word badam, right? You have to wait badam a second time, because it says, v'hizam midam, v'hanishar badam. What is the extra dam in there? Ma tamad lomer badam, l'fi shalo lamadnu, elo nisani matam arba, she'te'uni matam dam yisod, because the pasuk only tells us explicitly that only the items that need four sprinklings have to be poured out onto the yisod. That's a chatos. He needs four sprinklings, right? Shar dam minayim. All the korbanos. How do we know that? Tamid lomar v'hanishar badam yimatzei. The extra v'hanishar badam yimatzei. She ain't tamid lomar badam. You have to say badam. Ma tamid lomar badam. Excuse me. Thank you. Ma tamid lomar badam. We made a kol damim. She has to uni matam dam yisod. That extra badam is to teach me. That's what teaches me that I need to pour the blood onto the yisod for all of the korbanos, and therefore badam yishafet is left over for our. For our limit. Thank you very much. Okay, so the Gemara says, Gemara is not satisfied. Still, so you still, I have another thing that the pasuk times to the Chachi Shafet has learned for. The Kati Huda Asa, me by the Chadasanya. I need Dams and the Chachi Shafet to teach me the following thing. Me Nayim, the Nitonim, Bezrika. How do I know that those carbonos that need Zrika? So in the son of Mishvicha, that if I said put on the Mizbeach with Shvicha, what's the difference between the two? Rashi will explain, but the difference between the two is that the Zrika is when you stand a little further away and you actually toss the blood onto the Mizbeach. Shvicha is you stand right up close to the Mizbeach and you pour it onto much closer. So how do I know that if, let's say I have an item that requires Zrika, that if I do it with Shvicha, I'm Yotze, right? Minayin Nitanim Bezrika, Shin the son of Mishvicha, Yotze. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, "V'dam zivachecha yishafeich," meaning I can pour it. Dam zivachecha yishafeich. And Rashi says, "Look at Rashi. Kol minayin tanim zrika." He says, "Kol hadamim shekasev hem zrika." A lot of korbanos that the word zrika is written by them. People, Ola ushlamim va'ashav the ksev hem v'zarku u'bichor the ksev v'hem esdam tizrok. The kol zrika meirachok mashma from a little bit of a distance. Shazorik minakli l'mizbeach l'mirko from a distance. You throw it, you toss it. But shvicha is omid etzel ha-yisod v'shofech. You stand right there, and then you pour it. So how do I know if it's supposed to be zrika, and I do shvicha, it works? Dam zivachecha, yishafech. The Gemara says, no, because he's going to hold like Rabbi Akiva. Our times will hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva argues. And he does not allow, something has to be zrika, he doesn't allow shvicha to satisfy a zrika. Right? The struggle of Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, lo zrika b'chal shvicha, below Shvicha, they klal Zrika. They're independent. It doesn't work. And we're going to see that from a Mishnah in Pesachim. and this is the most difficult part of today's daf, is after we have this Mishnah, not this Mishnah becomes part of the difficult part of the Tehillim class. Okay, of the daf. Okay.
Right.
I guess not. I'm thinking that some korbanos require zrika, some korbanos require shvicha. There's going to be a machlokas. Apparently there's a machlokas as to whether or not if you require to do shvicha, if you require to do zrika, the shvicha suffice. Okay. So there is a mitzvah asay to eat from the korban pesach on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Right, the ochlos of baser b'layla zeh. Now, when there are a lot of the when there's a big chabura in one karbon, so you wouldn't be able to become full, by just eating the baser karbon pesach. So they would be makriv with the karbon pesach these karbon shlamim. And that's called Rashi. We learn this way. Rashi says that's called a chagigas arbasar, and they would eat that at night before the karbon pesach. So then, when they ate the karbon pesach, they would be full. The last device, the karbon pesach, would fill them up. Now, like all mitzvos, eating a korban requires a bracha, right? So both eating the basar pesach and eating the basar chagiga, they need a bracha before you eat them, like all other mitzvos. So it's brought down, the Tosefta in Pesachim brings down that the bracha on the korban pesach is asher kedushon of mitzvos of itzivanu le'echol ha-pesach, but the bracha on the chagiga is asher kedushon of mitzvos of itzivanu le'echol ha-zeva. Okay, le'echol ha-pesach, le'echol ha-zeva. So there's a mishnah in Pesachim on Chuf Chaf Aleph that asks, whether one, if you made one bracha, can you pater the other? Like, is one, like, if I, is it like a shackle? Is it like a motzi? I mean, does it pater the other ones? So, the Mishnah says, Beirech birchas ha-pesach. Let's say you made the bracha of Asher Kishon Sivan le'echol ha-pesach. You made the bracha on the korban pesach. Pater es shel zeva. That paters the zeva.
How does it pater? You did the zeva first.
Why?
You made a bracha.
Right, so that's a major issue, because we say the Pesach has to be less. So how would you? So some say maybe what you did was is that you forgot the bracha, and then you make the other bracha, and it matches what you ate already. But others say no, because it was what they would do. Right, I'm not sure where I saw that. What they would do is an orza rua. So what they would do is that they would first eat a little bit from the korban pesach. Make the bracha, and then they would eat the rest of the shlamim to fill themselves up, and then they would finish with the korban pesach afterwards. Technically, you're right. It's a big question. What's going on here? How would you ever have? How would you have to have? You have to eat that less.
Okay. You have to make the wrong bracha.
Right. That could be possible also. So beirach birchas pesach. You made the bracha on the korban pesach. Pater es shel zeva. You will pater the bracha that you need to make on the shlamim. But shel zeva. If you made the bracha on the shlamim, lo pater es ha-pesach. That does not pater the pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Kiva omer lo zo pater es zo, velo zo pater es zo. Okay, so what does this have to do with the price of tea in China, basically? So, you have to look at Rashi. Ikka chosu in the sefer here. Ala zevach lo pater es ha-pesach. Because zolka daita, the havamina right now, Rashi says, is the gupsachim nami hachmi parash. And this is how it's explained in the Gemara Pesachim. The Kasava Rabbi Shmuel holds right now that Zrika is Bichla Shvicha. Okay? Zrika is part of it. Something has to be done with Zrika. If you do it with Shvicha, it still works. Kida Amr Le'el, like we said before, Minayin Lisanin Bezrika, Shanatam Shvicha Yatsa. Hilchach, therefore, Masan Dam Shlamim, Shakashava Zrika. When it comes to the Shlamim that requires Zrika, that's Bichla Matam Dam Pesach, Shakashava Shvicha. The Pesach, according to Rabbi Shmuel, has to be done with Shvicha. Right, it has to be done b'shvicha. So therefore, if I make the bracha on the zevach, so the zevach is included in the pesach. So just right, it's included in the pouring of the blood, and so too it's included in the bracha. So if I make the bracha on the pesach, it passes the zevach, because the zevach can be part of the pesach. I don't know why that's connected. Yeah, it's a big jump, right? So he says, Hilchach matan dam shlamim shekasav b'zrika, b'chal matan dam pesach shekasav b'shvicha. Kedam kaman v'chi beirich al ha-pesach. When you make the bracha on the pesach, patar et ha-zevach. Why? Shehazevach b'chal pesach. Aval beirich al ha-zevach. When you make a bracha on the zevach, which is supposed to be done b'zrika, lo patar et ha-pesach. That doesn't patar the pesach. Why? Shalom matzino l'sonim b'shvicha. Because we never find a korban that has to be done b'shvicha that shekshirim b'zrika. And the assumption over here is that the pesach has to be done b'shvicha. The pesach is done b'shvicha. The zevach is done b'zrika. So if you do it, so the pesach can pater the zrika, because the zrika is the zevach, because the zrika is the chlal b'shvicha. Rabbi Akiva argues Rabbi Kiva says, lo zopo terazo, lo zopo terazo. You don't have that. They can't potter each other. Zrika, zrika, shrika, shrika. Therefore, the brachas can't potter them. And therefore, our Tana can hold that Nisanim is Zricha cannot be done by Nisanim is Zricha. So therefore, he has Damsim Chachayishafi for learning our limud, for learning our issue. So the Gemara says, still, I have another limud from the Pasuk. But Kati Hakahu Dasa, right? Need it for the following Mishnah. Right? We need it for the following Brisa. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Okay, now becomes another problem. And all the Rishon will pick up on this. And the Gemara will pick up on this. We just said, basically, that Rabbi Akiva learned, Rabbi Yishmael learns down to the Chachi Yishafek to teach me that the Bracha, that Nisanin, the Zrika, are the Tatas that we do for Shvita. That's what we just learned after the Mishnah Tzachim. Now Rabbi Yishmael is using that Pasuk for somebody else. So how does Rabbi Yishmael hold both items from the Pasuk? The Gemara is going to talk about that in a minute also. So, Kati lahafu hudasa, mi barli the chasan, mi shmo omen, mi toshe nemar. There's a pasuk that says by the Bechor, right? The pasuk says, ach Bechor shor, o Bechor kesev, o Bechor eiz, right? It says, es dolam tizrak am esbeach, you're supposed to throw the blood on esbeach, veschelum taktir, and they're fast, you bring up, you do haktorah, ishe lareach et olch Hashem. So, lamadnu, we learn from there, li Bechor, sheton maton dom le imurim. That a Bechor, the Kodan Bechor has to have its blood sprinkled on esbeach, and also you have to sacrifice the fast, the imurim. Right, the Gabim is bad. But Meiser, what about the Korban, the Meiser Behemoth, and the Pesach, where there's no Pasuk that teaches us for them, right? Minayin, how do we know from them that they also need Matan Domim and Akarat Emurim? So Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Vidam Zivafekla Yishafech. Which I guess only teaches us that they need Matan Domim. I don't know how it teaches Akarat Emurim. But he says, Vidam Zivafekla Yishafech teaches me specifically that all Zvakim, right, require that their blood be poured on the Mizbeah. So if I need this pasuk to teach me that all bloods have to be poured on the Mizbeah, I don't have this pasuk to teach me that one sprinkling is sufficient. So Gemara says, no, I don't have to worry about this. Sabalah, our Tana is going to hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who doesn't use Dam Zubachachi Shafeh to teach me about Korban Pesach. Right? The Sabalah, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Sanya, where the Brisa that says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, the pasuk by the Bechor says, it's right, let's read it again, Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesev, or Bechor Eiz. Then it finishes, es domam tizrok al mizbeach, ves chalbom tafir. Right, so domam, right, it says, as domam is plural, chalbom is plural. So that's where, I guess, Rabbi Shmuel gets plural, not talking about the Bechor, it's talking about other korbanos. Right, so he says, no, he says, it's domalo nemar, it doesn't say, because it's plural, let's read the Gemara before I say that, sorry. He says, domalo nemar el domam, it says domam in plural. Chalbom lo nemar, fast, it doesn't say el chalbom, it says fast. Because it says in plural, if it was just talking about the Bechor, it would say Damo. But because it's talking about plural, so the whole Pasuk is talking about Pesach. Nadam, you don't need to learn it out from Dam Zechek Yishafech. Rabbi Shmuel would say, no, the whole Pasuk is talking about Bechor. And therefore, and the plural, I guess, would be different types of Bechoros. But maybe Bechor Shor, Bechor Sev, Kesef, Bechor Eiz, so Damo. I mean, that's, I think that's Pasuk style of the Pasuk. That's talking about the items that are listed in the Pasuk. But still, you see that Rabbi Yossi learns out that the Pesach needs shrikas, that needs matan damim from damam. So he has dam zuchachi shafeich to learn out from the halach of our Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks the question we asked before. Rabbi Shmuel, haikra, mafik lehafi, mafik lehafi? What's going on? He's learning the Pasuk this way and that way? He learns it for two things? So the Gemara answers, it's a very simple answer, straight tonight, leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. Two, we had that yesterday twice. But a lot comes out from this, if you think about it. There's trait to Noi Libud the Rabbi Shmuel. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, excuse me, Rashi. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel, mafik le lahafi lahafi, vitmiya. Right? Because Darish Lay, we just learned it before, when he's son of Bezrika, Shemasa, Beshvicha. That those that have to be, that's good. That if the son is supposed to be Bezrika, he did Beshvicha, it's good. The Al Korcha, Rabbi Akiva, lo Atsya. That can't be Rabbi Akiva Shita. The inkain of my ain pesach poteres hazeva, whole of kal pesach. All right, so that clearly that the halacha that we learned in the first Mishnah Pesachim that dams v'chefer yishafeich is teaching that hamistarin b'zvicha b'zrika can be given b'shvicha. That's why Rabbi Shmuel allows one bracha to pop for the other bracha. So how is it possible for him to learn dams v'chefer yishafeich to teach me that the pesach and the meiser require the sprinkling of the blood? Like Mara says, no, trey tanai aliba the Rabbi Shmuel. So let's just, what comes out now? So, according to the second brisa, the Rabbi Shmuel needs dams of the tefach yishafeich to teach me that the Korban Pesach actually requires Shmita, so he doesn't have the halakha that Zrika, that something has, that can be done with Zrika, can be done with Shmita. He doesn't have the halakha. He doesn't learn Dan Zotachi Shafa to teach me that. So what's the machlokas in Pesachim? We just explained the machlokas in Pesachim was based on that whole thing. So you got Rashi, and Tosos, the long Tosos who argues on Rashi, but Tosos, Rashi says, demand the Yolif Lei with Pesach B'Shvicha, according to the Braisa who teaches you that Pesach has to be done B'Shvicha, less Lei Pesach Poteres HaZebach. He doesn't have the Pesach Poteres HaZebach, okay? V'lo Poli Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva Hai, and that's not a machlokas in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. They both agree that Zrika is one thing and Shmicha is another thing. So we're going to have to explain the machlokas in Pesachim. So Kate, why? So Kate, on the Pesach B'Shvicha, may I cry Yolif, since I learned Pesach from Shvicha, from Dams V'Chefei Shafeich, less long and male of Minei, the son of Mizrika, Shem Mizrika. I can't learn that those that can be done Mizrika are Kashav done Mizrika. So then, Uman the Islay Plukta, according to the one who says there is a Machlokas, he says, less lay Pesach B'Shvicha. He doesn't learn out Pesach B'Shvicha. Rather, the Pesach is like a Shwamim and has done Mizrika. They both agree that the Pesach is Mizrika and the Shwamim is Mizrika. So then what's the Machlokas in the Gemara in Mishnah Mizrachim? So he says, Umihu, the Machlokas is more in Hilchos Brachos, Ikar and Pasa. Says Miu, right? Pesach Ikar v'Zevach Tafelo. The Pesach is the more important one. Therefore, if I make a bracha on the Pesach, it'll pass to the Zevach. If I make a bracha on the Zevach, it won't pass to the Pesach. Hilchos Ein Zevach Poter the Pesach. Aval Pesach Poter the Zevach. And he says Upsakim Misham the High Time Amrava. So Rashi comes out from here, and I find it difficult based on the Pesach in Divrei Yom. But the Rashi comes out from here is that he says that according to one Manda Amar, we don't have a halakha that Pesach is b'shvicha. Because we learn out, he's, according to that man Omar, that he learns out, that the one that says there is a machlokas, he says that Pesach is b'zrika. Right? And the machlokas is over there, but he doesn't have it from down to the Chakir Yishafeh. So he learns out the machlokas over there, so the Ikar and Tachlo. But if you look in Divrei Yom and Beis, when it talks about the Korban Pesach that they bring, they basically say that where was that? It's a beautiful book, but it's so nice you can't like mark off the spots. The post-it's a good idea. One of the Divrei Yom and Beis Perek Lamed Pasuk Esvav and Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Yud Aleph, where it talks about the Zrika that was done at the time they came back for the second Beis Hamikdash, and it uses the word Zrika, I think, over there. Or maybe it's the other way around. Ah, where is it? Give me a second. Yeah, but they were telling us a historical fact of how they did it over there. Right, in Divrei Yomim it says, in Divrei Yomim Beis Lamed, it says, when this was, this is when Chizkiyahu, it says, Vayishkatu a Pesach, Va'arba Salachom Shashini, Vyomdu al Amdam, Kimishbatam, Hakawanim, Zorkim as Adam Yalavian. But they did a Bezrika. So that works well for the one man number. But according to the one man number, we learned after eating Pesach Bezrika, according to Pesach Bezrika, this Pesach says he did Bezrika. And there's another Pesach, right, there's another pasuk that says, when describing the Pesach of Yoshiyahu, it says, Vayishkatu a Pesach, Vayizrakua Kohanim Yadam Valavir. So, according to my Rambam, who says that the Pesach is Mishvicha, that's a problem. So I can answer basically also that maybe the pasuk to Adasa, because even the Torah talks this Zrika and Shvicha back and forth, but seems from the Pesachim and the Divrei Yom, which talk about historically what they did a Bezrika. Okay, but that's a digression. Anyway, so the point over here is that Rashi's saying that the Machlokes, in that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold both. He doesn't hold that Pesach is Shvicha and that Zrika is Yosef to do with Shvicha. Because he doesn't learn that. But Tosfos, this long Tosfos, he points out, he says it's not possible. If you look at other Gemaras, it's clear that Rabbi Shmuel holds both. So he says, he answers simply, is that fine? Rabbi Shmuel doesn't learn out the Pesach and Shvicha from this Pasuk. He learns out the Pesach and Shvicha from another Pasuk. And the Machlokas so he has that Pesach and Shvicha. And he has Dan Zuchefe Yishafeh to teach me that something that's Zrika, something that's Zrika can be Yosef Bishvicha. So then it fits in. But that's the, we don't have enough time, but that's a major machlokas we've shown him how to learn this over there. Okay. So the Gemara then says, fine. That was the answer. Rabbi Shmuel, high crumb, mafik lehilachi, mafik lehilachi. He says, straight tanai, leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. So now, the Gemara is going to ask Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right, who he says that he learned out that, he learned out the idea that you have to have matan damim and akaros emurim for a meiser and pesach. He learns it out from the pasuk of Bechor. But he says, damam and chalvam, right? So he says, bishlam ala Rabbi Shmuel, demokin lekuli Bechor. Everything's fine and dandy according to Rabbi Shmuel. It says that whole pasuk is talking about a Bechor. That's why the pasuk says right afterwards, "Uvisaram yala," that the meats should belong to you, meaning you, the kohen, right? Because the meats belong to you. That makes sense because that's talking about the bechor. The meats belong to the kohen. Ella, Rabbi Yossi, demokli nami ma'aser pesach, who says that this pasuk is also talking about a ma'aser pesach, ba'alim afnilei. The owners eat the meat. It doesn't go to the kohanim. So mayu b'sarim yihelach. What does it in plural? What does it mean b'sarim yihelach to teach me that it belongs to the kohen? It can't be, because that pasuk has to be talking about bechor. So the Gemara says no. Efat b'sarim yihelach is lashon rabim, because it's talking about two different types of bechoros, right? Efat tam yechel balmum. Whether or not the bechor is a tam or the bechor is a balmum, the kohen gets the meat, right? Li made al bechor balmum. It teaches me that a bechor balmum even goes to a kohen. Shalom atzinu lo bechol Torah kulo. Because we don't learn this, we don't have this halacha teach what was anywhere else. That a bechor balmum you give to the kohen, and the kohen can eat at any place that he wants, or he can sell it and eat it from what. But that's what the plural is. Okay, fine. So now Rabbi Shmuel, who learns that the pasuk is talking about Pesach and Meiser. That he learns out that the pasuk is only talking about a bechor. Right, the Bisharim Yalach. How does he learn the halacha? Where does he learn the halacha? Right, because he says the Bisharim Yalach is talking about all three Bechorot that are mentioned in the Pasuk, the short cast of eight. So and it's not to include the Balmum. So how does he know that a Bechor Balmum is also given to the Kohen? So Nachdalah, he learns it out from the end of the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, L'cho Yihiyeh. Right, the Pasuk says, Bisharim Yalach, Kachazeh Hatnufa, Kashokaimin, L'cho Yihiyeh. And he says that extra lechor yiyah is to teach me that a bechor balmum is given to the kohen. It's rushes. Okay. Next. Bishlamal le Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Everything is good according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That he establishes the pasuk, right? The pasuk says, it's talking about Meiser and Pesach, right? He says that damam and chalabam is teaching me that including Meiser and Pesach. So therefore I understand, haynu d'ksiv lo sifdeh ki kodesh hein. Right, the halacha is that you're not allowed to do tamura. Right, you're not allowed to switch the. What happens if you do tamura? Right, what happens if you do tamura? So then both of them get the status of kashim. They both get the status of kashim, and you bring both of them as karbanos. Right, lo yachufanu, lo yamiro so vim hamer yamir behema behema v'hayahu tamura so yek kodesh. Right, so but if you do tamura for a bechor, even though kedushas bechor is chal on the animal, right, nevertheless. You're not makir of the. It's an exception. You're not makir as a korban. Rather, it just has to go to the pasture until it gets a mum, and then the kohanim eat it, right? And we learned that in Gemara and Tzmura, we learned it out because it says kodesh hain, that only they themselves are makir on the mizbeach, but the tzmura is not makir on the mizbeach. And that same halacha we know applies to meiser and pesach, that even though the kedusha of the korban is chal on the tzmura is not brought up. So now the Gemara is going to bring what's the makor that tzmura's meiser and pesach are not makir. So this the mother of Yosef lived the mokul nami meiser pesach hired the ksiv lo tiftas kodeshim. Since the pasuk is talking about meiser and pesach, so it says kodeshim is also talking about meiser and pesach. You see that the tamura doesn't go up, right? Hain krivim the ain tamurasan kriva. They are mikra hukrav on the mizbeach, but the tamura is not hukrav on the mizbeach, right? It's not because we have a mishnah tamura that says bechor u meiser. Hain uvladon, tamuras bechor u'maiser, the tamur bechor u'maiser, hain uvladon uvladladam, right, atzof kol olam, hare hain bechor u'maiser, v'yochul l'bailam. Right, you can't be posed to them, but nevertheless, you're not mocking them, you just wait till they get a moment, and the bailam eat them, meaning the owners, I think it's the kohen, whoever's supposed to eat it, eats it. So you see, we know that halacha, where do we get that halacha from? We get that halacha from the pasuk, it's talking about bechor u'maiser pesach, and we also know by pesach as well, because we have a mishnah in Psachim that says utnan. Shamati Shetumuras Pesach Kreva. The Tumuras Pesach ain't a Kreva. I've heard that sometimes the tmura of a Pesach is hukrav, and sometimes the tmura of Pesach is not hukrav. The Amy Lafarish. I just don't know which one is which. I don't understand it. But Rashi explains it. He says hekreva, hekreva. The kaimalon the tmura shehemir bo achara Pesach kreva. If let's say I have a korban Pesach, the way it works, I have a korban Pesach. It has kedusha Pesach. I lose it. Then I bring another korban Pesach instead, and then I find the first one. So I makir the one that I makir. I have one korban Pesach left over. So if I was already makir one of the korbanos as a korban Pesach, and then this leftover one becomes what? The shlamim. So if I do tmura, the tmura is for shlamim, it goes on the mizbeach. But if I did tmura before the korban Pesach went up on the mizbeach, it's a tmura Pesach, and it doesn't go up on the mizbeach. So that answers Rabbi Yehoshua. But you see clear from these two mishnayos that b'chor, ma'aser, Pesach, the tmura is not hooked up on the mizbeach. Where do I learn that from? According to Rabbi Yosef Lui, I learn it after. The pasuk talks about all three. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the elder Rabbi Shmuel, the mokli kulu b'chor, that the whole pasuk is talking about b'chor, ma'aser v'pesach lo kreiv to marsha minanon. How do these mishnayos know that the tmura of a ma'aser v'hema is not hukram on the mizbeach? So ma'aser, he says there's no problem. Gomar avara b'chor. He's a gzeir shava from b'chor, which we know from his pasuk that the tmura is not hukram. He's a gzeir shava to ma'aser, right? Because it says by b'chor v'havarta kol peter rechem, and also it says by the ma'aser kosher ya'avor tachas hashevet. So therefore, you have a gzeir shava that just like a b'chor ain't tmura sakreva, so too the ma'aser ain't tmura sakreva. But Pesach, I don't know, but Pesach, that he says, but Pesach v'hedrik sivei. It's written mefurash. I don't know, I'm not sure about this. It says, right, it says by the Shlomim, the pasuk says, in kesef hu makrev es korbano. Why does it say im? Ma tamar lomer im kesef. What is the word im? The im is l'rabos tamuras pesach l'achar pesach shetikra shlomim. The im comes to teach me that a tamuras pesach after pesach becomes a shlomim. And therefore, if it's a shlomim, that's when that tamura can go up, that tamura goes up. But if it's before pesach, it doesn't go up. Right? Ah, lifnei a pesach kain. So you would think lifnei a pesach also it becomes a shlamim. Talmud Omar, Zevach Pesach, who? So he learns the word who, that Daku the Pesach is hukrav, but the Tumur is not hukrav. It's the drashas. I don't understand. We know that's where they come from. Okay. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. We had all these things about Dam Zevachetha Yishafet. Right? So going back to the Braisa. Right? We learned that Dam Zevachetha Yishafet teaches me that Matona Achas, if you just put one sprint, that's how we started, one sprint on the Zbeah, that's sufficient, and you're Yotze. Then the Gemara brought all these other Mandamars, who's used Daz Vachet Yishafet for other things. So where does everybody else learn that one Matana is sufficient? Where do they get it from? So about Kol Hanach Tanoi, the Mapik Lei Lahai Daz Vachet Yishafet with Rosh Achrino, Hai Kol Hanach Tanoi Azvech HaTitzon, Shem Nisanon, the Matana Achas HaKipa Min Aluhu. Where do they know that halacha? So the answer is simply, Sabri Luhu, they hold Kibbeis Hillel. They hold like Beis Hillel, the Amri, who says, Ach Chatos, Shem Nisanon, the Matana Achas Kiper, that even if you do a chatas, one sprinkling, that is sufficient. We'll see that in a minute. V'yalfikul mechatas. And they learn it all out from chatas. Now we have to understand what we learn from chatas. Okay? So, Mishnah said, V'shameh said, v'chatas shtei matanos. For chatas, you have to do it with two matanos. One's not sufficient. You don't need four, you need two. Am rabuna, my time in V'shameh. What's the svara for V'shameh? But it says, the Gemara says, because you have three psukim that talk about putting the blood on the mizbeach by the chatas, and it says karnos, the corners of the mizbeach, right? It says karnos, karnos, karnos. Okay, so therefore you have six times. Karnos is plural. Karnos is plural. Karnos is plural. Two times, right? Two times three is six. Yes. So the Torah mentions six matanos. Well, that doesn't make sense because there are only four corners on the mizbeach. So therefore he says arba l'mitzvah. Four you're supposed to do. What do you do with the extra two? That's what Ikuva, right? Shtayim ha'akid. That's why it's mentioned six. Beis Hillel, he says, no, wait a second. Look at the words karnos. They're written faster, right? We saw this in Sanhedrin Daftal, the same concept, that this ein l'mikra is ein l'mesora. So it's read karnos, but it's written karnas. It's written karnas. Two times it's written karnas, without a vav. And only once it's written karnos. So karnas, karnas, twice. That's lashon yachid. So that's two. And karnos, with a vav, is four, right? Harei kan arba, so now we have four matanos. So he says, shalosh l'mitzvah, v'achas l'achas. Three are l'mitzvah, one's l'achas. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If you add them all together, you get four. So six, four, all four l'achas. So the Gemara says, v'eima kulu l'mitzvah. All four l'mitzvah. Wait, so maybe all four l'mitzvah, he says. Maybe you don't need it at all. I don't know, I think you should ask it the other way. Right, shouldn't you ask it the other way? He says, Ema Kulu Lemitzvah. Why are you asking it that way? says Eva Kula Mitzvah the Inkan Achas La Achas Relo Shana Ba Achas Mehem. Oh, because I think the halacha is by touching in order to be ma'akev, you have to be chazar akasal, you have to repeat the halacha in order to be a mitzvah likuva. But since over here none of them are repeated, so beishanai it makes sense. Four are there with mitzvah, and then two are repeated. That's the ikuva. Right? The halacha is by touching in order for an item to be ma'akev, you have to the halacha be repeated. So beishanai nothing's repeated. So if nothing's repeated, make all four of the mitzvah. You don't have to do zrika. So he says, no, kapara b'chilo ashkan. It doesn't make sense that a karban would create kapara if you don't put any blood on the mizbeah. Okay, that's one way. The ibai is ema ha'ina time, and then everybody else learns it out from there, then you have a problem with dams v'sachi shafiq. The ibai is ema ha'ina time to be silo, because he says, ahani mikra, bahani masores. You have the ema mikra. Don't just read, you read both, the way it's written and the way it's read. So hani mikra tui chada, hani mesora lebetsuri chada. So what happens? The mikra is six, the mesora is four. So what happens is the mikra is six, the mesora is four. So the mikra pulls away from the mesora, and the mesora and the mesora pulls away from the mikra. So you have five, right? So you end up with five. So four la akev, four la mitzvah, and one la akev, because one's repeated, right? Look at Rashi. Ahani kra demash mesheish, v'ahani mesores demash ma'arba. Hilchav tvei chada amesores, add one to the mesora, ubasu chadim mikra. I guess we split the difference. V'habilu chamish, and therefore you have five. V'nimsa sheshtana ba'achas. Therefore, and you repeated with one. You repeat with one, so that's the one that's the mitzvah. That's the one the yikuva. Okay, we'll stop here. We have to go. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos. Eat first. Again, today's daf was sponsored by the Freud family, the Zeicha Nishmas Esther Ruchama Bas Chaim Halevi.